This is L1 reporting, and welcome to another MemJogger. So for those of you who are new to how MemJoggers work or exactly what they are, basically, these are quick answers to questions and comments by our viewers and our readers. Now, this can actually center around the business side of becoming financially independent, or it can center around the esoteric and the paranormal and the spiritual, or it can center around relationships and just overall learning to live life on your terms. Now, before I get started real quickly, I want to say that this MemJogger is actually self-sponsored through shop.com, and that's actually at cashback.becomethesource.com. So you can learn about shop.com through cashback.becomethesource.com. Convert your spending into earning and earn even more when you share the idea with others. And today's little featured item is our isotonics digestive enzymes. So there they are. And basically this may actually promote good digestion. I say that because, let's say, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, cure, prevent, or was it treat any disease. Okay, so I got the awkwardness out of the way. All right, so our MemJogger is actually on the esoteric side today, and I'll introduce the question, and then I want to introduce my very awesome team here, because I love hearing how they contribute to this. So the question, this is actually, we've seen this more on Facebook than anything else, but a lot of our viewers have said, you know, I've gone to such and such Facebook, I've gone to such and such website on Facebook, and, you know, their esoteric knowledge and their spiritual knowledge and their paranormal experiences, they're different from my own, and I kind of don't like them. So the question has been asked, how am I supposed to treat that? So let's introduce our wonderful team today. We've got the Luna 9 and the Novi. How are you guys doing today?
Hero, people.
Hi.
Hero, how are you doing today? And I'm glad you're here with us. And, you know, if you want to be human, that's up to you.
Yeah. So good to be here, you guys. Luna 9 here.
So what can you repeat that question? Because it's a weird question.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat it, then I'll kind of give us an answer from our own experience.
I got it. Is it when you meet psychics and empaths, like their views are different from your own views. Mm-hmm. So how do you handle that?
Yeah. And, you know, I'd like to center it around actually one of our own experiences with a psychic that we met. We do call him one of our informants. So basically we did have a poll to see him. But yeah, so how would you guys address that?
Well, you're talking about Ed, right? Mr. Psychic?
Yeah.
He's really cool. Obviously, we have contact with Offworld. So our experience was that Luna 9, you kind of missed out on this, but they have another convention coming up, so you'll be able to go. And we actually been invited.
Oh, are you talking about the Psychic Fair?
Yeah, but Psychic Fair.
And yeah, there's this cute coffee shop that has, like, psychic fairs every once in a while.
Yeah, pretty you
cool,
like
huh?
it so much.
Yeah.
So we also were invited to go there to attend one of his classes, the way he gives it. So the thing is, we sat there with him, and he was kind of talking to us, and we were, like, very quiet, because we do have Offworld communications. And he was very accurate in concept and nearly accurate in actuality. As a matter of fact,
he was very accurate with what he said about me too, because it synced with some of the information that we've heard before,
right?
From other esoteric sources.
I actually drew something, and he kind of completed it, and we both were on the same wavelength, and we said, "Yep, that's exactly what we thought." So it's pretty accurate. But the question is not whether they're accurate or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is how other people should react to this, or
especially when there's been kind of like some arguments between the people that I've seen in esoteric communities, where they say, no, you're wrong about this prediction, you're wrong about that concept.
Oh, you mean within the same esoteric community?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're not talking about the egocentric people, you're talking about the ESO life people.
I would say, yeah, this centers more around them.
Okay.
So I had a little, my wires confused. What do you say, Luna 9? You have any ideas why esoteric people within the same community have different opinions on psychics?
I mean, I can see maybe like culture having something to do with it.
That's a
you
good
know?
Point.
And that's just because in different cultures you're just raised different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, based
on
that,
she's a poet and she don't know it. Raised in different ways.
Oh,
cute.
Snap. I didn't even realize.
Hey, Snap is also one of our products, you know. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Gotta love your Snap. Clean your counter with it. Do all these wonderful things with it. Wash your clothes. Everybody loves that stuff.
All on our cashback.
Clean our mascot, Hakun, with it.
You guys threw me way off loop.
Off loop. So no, we're talking about the second.
I mean, don't you think, Luna 9, that the concepts are the same? It's just that people have different, limitations of experiences. But I find that people stick to their experiences, and that starts the fighting and the arguing.
I mean, I think that there are some things that people are going to, you know, bump heads on. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of things that they're also, like, agree on. Like, a lot of esoteric people think that, like, you can breathe through your prana, which just, let's just say, with all your chakra systems, you know, there's this, like, white light that goes through all of them, and it, like, pretty much, like, makes them all turn on and spin correctly and all this stuff. And, like, some people, you know, like, just get that, or some people are, like, more deeper into it, as an example. So it's just, like, different layers and, like,
but
what
isn't
you think
Luna,
about
Luna
it.
9 and L1, aren't mm-hmm. those, like, okay, so you got the construct, right, and you're living within the construct, mm-hmm. and each individual limited humana singularity with their limited humana consciousness,
right,
they have a limited way of seeing things because
right.
of perspectives and
that,
focal
that
points.
That describes mm-hmm. the level of awareness that they're at.
Right.
You know, like, there's different ways of, like, not just thinking about it, but, like, doing something about it, like, through your intentions and, you know, through, like, a moment-to-moment thing of, like, the kind of person that you want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So wouldn't you say, then, it's okay?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, like, me, L1, you know, and the Novi, we may think about things a little differently in our minds. I mean, it sounds like we are pretty, you know, we understand it on the same wavelength in a way, like, conceptually. But I mean, sometimes it's not like that, but that's totally okay too, because
2 seconds left,
because it's really about just, like, I guess, in a way, being the best person you can be and stuff like that. And if you understand it a different way, I mean, just try that out. But I mean,
okay,
it's
so
always good to
bullet point it.
Okay, so levels of awareness are just an illusion. You can believe in what you want to believe in. You just have to, quote unquote, be a good person and have the best intention out there, and don't forget to, you know, be a loving person. Also, don't forget that shop.com is really cool, so don't forget to check that out and subscribe as well.
L1, what do you got to say about this?
So I would say, you know, if the concepts are the same, and a lot of people have said that when they study various religions, that it's pretty much talking about the same concepts, just different characters and objects, be open-minded and accept the fact that other people in esoteric communities are going to have different experiences from you, but the concepts will probably be the same. And even if they're not, be open-minded. You might actually learn something new and expand your knowledge, which is one of the basic points of being in an esoteric community.
You said it, sister.
And what I got to say about all this stuff is that definitely there's an issue between the human egoic system, and people always want to fight about something because they need to prove their identity. They need to prove that they're right or they're wrong or something like that. And that really shouldn't be in the SO community, because we understand that all things are within the one source, and we live within the one source, and then all is one within the universe, and we are the limited experiences that we chose to have. So if you see someone that's different, it should be, hey, brother, I shall walk with you not 1 mile, but 2 miles, as long as I don't get out of my path as well with my experiences. And that way you limit the fear, the separation, and you're still united as one. That's what I would say to that.
What is it they say, Novi? We are nothing and everything all at once.
We are everything and nothing all at once. This is
yes.
true. Well, that's it for us this evening.
And shout out to Ed. Good
Ed,
seeing you.
Ed, you're great.
We love you.
We love you, Ed.
We love it.
Does that sound pretty good?
Yeah.
See you guys next time on our next Mem Jogger.